right. Good afternoon, everyone. Are you hearing me from my mouth or from the mic? Okay, you're hearing me. Okay, good. It sounds like I'm hearing myself now through the system. How's everyone doing? You doing good? Yeah? Enjoying the camp meeting? Nice weather? It's hot, right? Well, you know what? We don't complain too much about the heat because sooner or later it will be a different story, correct? All right. Well, we're glad that you join us again. All right. Isn't that better? Now I can hear better. All right. So as I was saying, you know, we don't complain about the heat too much because sooner or later it'll be cold. And then we're wishing for summer to come again. So let's enjoy it while it lasts. At least we have water down there to keep ourselves nice and cool. What do you say? All right. So now, glad that y'all chose to come back this afternoon. You're smart people to be here. Not that the others aren't, but I'm just saying that, you know, you'll get the best of what we have here. So what I'm going to do at this time, since you are the early bird, they say the early bird catches what? Well, we're not, just want to give you the nicer packages. Those who come after won't get the nicer ones. You know, I'm sorry. It's just what it is. All right. So thank you for helping me to hand those out. All right. So what are we going to do this afternoon? Just to give you a little heads up, we're going to go ahead and we're going to finish talking about the in-home wellness retreat that we've been talking about. And what we're going to do after that is I'm going to show you just a little snippet of what we do at one of the in-home wellness retreat. Meaning that I'll show you one of the presentation and how simple we try to make things so that people can appreciate it. And also so that we can set some foundation. Anyhow, let me just go ahead. I'm just going to go right into it. I'm going to continue where I left off last time. And we were talking about how we can actually think about setting something like this up in our home. So the last thing I was talking about is to have a schedule, and it's good to have a schedule when we're doing these things. And in life, it's good to have a schedule as well, because when we have scheduled, systematic ways of doing things, then things work better. Okay, so let's continue here now. The next point I wanted to talk about is that within the in-home wellness setting, we also do what you call a lifestyle assessment. It's a comprehensive lifestyle assessment. So what we do, we'll give this ahead of time. So a person will fill this out. And when they come to the retreat, we can be able to address their specific health issue. So for example, let's say someone filled this out and they have a problem with like diabetes. Then in this one-on-one session, once they put that on that lifestyle assessment, then we will be talking about what? Diabetes for this person in a one-on-one setting, right? And so what we try to do, we try to have lifestyle coaches partnering with members if they want to do this in their home, because our lifestyle coaches are trained to do lifestyle assessment. Does that make sense, everybody? So here it is. So the lifestyle assessment is like this. And by the way, let me just put a little plug here. If any of you are interested, I talked about this yesterday. Whilst I'm here, I could sit with you to talk about some of your health challenges and to maybe share with you some ideas as to what you could do to put yourself on a better health path. So if that's something you're interested in, there's a sign-up sheet in the office. Sister Julie is right here. You can see her at the office. She could get you one of those assessment forms to fill out, and then we can make an appointment or so. Pre-adventure, the schedule gets too filled in there, and there is no more space to put your name, then at that time, you got to see me personally so that we can work out a time so that we can sit with you before I go, okay? All right, so just to make that a little bit clear for you. Anyway, let's carry on here. So we do a lifestyle assessment because, like I said last evening, there are some general things that we can talk about in a general setting. But there are some things sometimes that is very much specific for your concern. So, for example, you know, I could talk about the benefits of cabbage, for example. Is cabbage good for us? Yeah? I could talk about the benefits of cabbage. But guess what happened? There are some people who can only eat, depending on their health condition, who can only eat cabbage a certain way. For example, some people can only eat cabbage raw, or it's best if they eat it raw, while others, it definitely must be cooked. Did you know that? Yes. Even sauerkraut, that might be an issue for some persons too. You see? So what I'm saying is that we can say in a general setting, eat what? Fruits and vegetables because it's good for you. Is that true? Yes, it is. But for some individuals, depending on what health condition they have, then it has to be a certain way. So that is why in a personal one-on-one setting, we can hear what's happening with you, and then we can address what we need to address with you specifically, geared and tailored for your concern. So that's what happened in that one-on-one session. And that is why we do this as a part of the in-home, so people can leave with their needs, their felt needs met, in the sense that we address specifically what they're trying to deal with. Does that make sense to everybody? Does it make sense? All right, perfect. Let's carry on. So listen to what this quotation says from the testimonies. It says that by personal what? Labor. Reach those around you. So here's what it is. It's not necessarily, as we said before, a big meeting, a big setting, lots of people coming. It's by personal labor. When we come close to people, we can understand people. Let me tell you, I've seen where one person went ahead, and I'm telling this happened to somebody that I know well, met this person for the first time. The person was so excited about many things, and here's what the person said. I mean, the person don't understand this person, don't know the person's background, don't know the person's experience, and the person said to this individual I'm talking about, said to her, "Listen, do you eat meat?" "Yes, I eat meat." "Don't you know that those who eat meat are not going to go to heaven?" That's what it said. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, how would you feel if somebody don't know you, don't know anything about you, and that's the very first thing they say to you? How would you feel about that? Especially if you're not convicted like that. You understand what I'm saying? That person is going to say, wait a minute here. I'm using that as an extreme example, but these are things that happen. And I say to persons, listen, if you don't come close to somebody to understand them, you have no right to tell the person something like that in that kind of way. Am I making sense there, Brother John? Because what happened is that we have to come close to people. So here it is. By personal labor, reach those around you. Become acquainted with them. Preaching will not do the work that needs to be done. Angels of God attend you to what? To the dwellings of those you visit. So as we go, do personal effort, angels of God will attend. This work cannot be done by proxy. Money lent or given will not accomplish it. Sermon will not do it. By visiting the people, talking, praying, sympathizing with them, you will win what? Hearts. This is what Jesus did. Jesus won the hearts of people, what? First. And then he said, "Follow me." How did Jesus win their hearts? Here is some example. By what with them? First of all, he talked with them. In conversation, we get to understand people. In talking, dialoguing, relating to people. That's how we understand people. And then Jesus what? He would pray with people, sympathize with them, won their confidence, and then he said, "Follow me." It's as simple as that. Here it is. This is the highest missionary work that you can do. To do it, you will need resolute, persevering faith, unwearying patience, and a deep love for souls. When we love souls, there's not too much we can do or consider that we need to do in order to reach them. Let's carry on here. So we talk about the lifestyle assessment, and we talk about having a healthy lifestyle coach partnering with you. And here's the thing. We have healthy lifestyle coaches all across Canada. And just to put a plug here, we do train individuals if they want to be a healthy lifestyle coach. So you can do some of the similar things like what I do. as well. And if you are interested, just come up here after we finish here this afternoon, and you can get one of these, because we will have one scheduled in the fall. This one is in Ontario, by the way. So if you're interested, you want to fly out there, you just let us know. Sometimes the office can assist with accommodation, so you can always talk with the office. Here's the information. If you think you're interested, just come see us. We'll get you signed up for that. Or you can always do the training fully online. But of course, live training is always better. Amen? And so we also have the manual that you will also receive. Just as a sample, you can see that. So if you want to know more about the training, just come and talk to me afterwards, and we can talk about this. These are some of the courses that are covered in the training. So we have Ministry of Healing. So you get in depth into that so you can understand it. That is fundamental to understand how to work with people. Basic Literature Evangelism, Principles of Lifestyle Coaching. So you will know how to coach someone to better health. You'll also learn Principles of Lifestyle Coaching 2. This is where you get more in-depth with things. You will learn also how to lifestyle diseases and how to work with individuals with various lifestyle diseases as well from a natural perspective. And the list goes on. And also, spiritual component is also vital to what we do. In addition to the training, you will also get, like as you can see, I have on my iHeal shirt. One of the things I like about iHeal is simply this, that when you do a training with iHeal, you're not left to yourself. I guess nobody's excited about that, but I was. You may have gone to school, you've done training, and after that, it is done. With iHeal, it's different. There is support, right? You are supported through your process. Even years after, you are supported. You have the office behind you to support you, to encourage you, so you can ask questions, whatever, you know? So there is support. So there it is. So you get your iHeal shirt. This is all that comes with the training, all right? In addition to the courses itself, you get a shirt, you get certain information, you get a nice ID, you know, with your nice picture on that as well. Also, there are certain resources that will be provided to you as well. For example, resources that can help you to, you know, maybe as you're trying to do a community outreach, you know, there are certain key questions that we have there that is geared towards eliciting a certain response from individuals. And so, like here, you will see some of this. We have like the I Walk for Life. You know, there are several things we have that we do as well. But away from that, a part of the iHeal in-home wellness retreat is that we also provide quality life-changing resources. That's what we use. So for example, if you are thinking in your mind that maybe I want to do something like this in my home, but I just don't know how to go about it, not a problem. We can help you. We can guide you. We can show you, you know, in a nutshell, how you can go about this if you have that interest to do that in your home. And you don't need 20, 30 people. You can start off with 3 people because maybe that's all you can take in your home and you could work with them. So what we do, we use certain resources. For example, anybody ever heard about the 7 deadly psychological sins? Show hands those who have heard about the 7 deadly psychological sins. Maybe 2, 3, 4 persons. That series is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. It's done by Dr. Jennifer Jill Schweitzer. She's the one who did that. And then there's also 7 deadly relationship sins. And let me tell you, these are absolutely amazing information that is shared in a nugget form that is life transforming. Life transforming. When people come and you have them in your setting and they see and they hear and experience some of these things, it does a big difference for them. All right? And here is another one. 8 Laws of Health. By Dr. Randy Biven. We know about the 8 laws of health, but what he does in about 5 minutes or so in these clips, he talks about the 8 laws of health from a scientific perspective as well, okay, and shows you the studies and importance of these things. So those are some of the resources we utilize in the iHeal in-home setting. And we also, after each of these videos, we play them. What we do, we go ahead and we have a group discussion and we have personal reflection as well. It's one thing to talk about a whole lot of information, But it's another thing to sit down and reflect and see, how does that apply to me? How can I go about making some changes in my personal life after I leave this place? So we have questions that we have already put together, and you could always adjust that and do whatever you want to do with that, that will cause a person to think. You see, people make changes when you engage their what? Frontal lobe. People need to think. And I think from sitting here and listening to many of the presentations over, well, since I've been here from Sunday, I've realized that most of the presenters, that's the direction that they're encouraging us to think about. To think about what we're doing, why we're doing, how we're doing, and how we have been doing things as well. All right? So those are the questions that are there. And then, of course, we have certain resources. As you can see, there are some of the resources that we use in the in-home setting. And from iHeal, which is right here in Canada, we do have various resources as well that can be of benefit to you and your family as well. And I do have just some samples of these resources here, and also at a table in the back of the cafeteria as well. So you can come and talk to us about some of these things, how you can have them. Anyway, let's continue here. One of the things we try to do, we try to make the ambience look more or less professional, right? So people come to your in-home thing, they don't think that, oh, it's just a, you know, a little thing. So these that you see here are like banners, okay? We have banners. So we set this up nice so that the area looks real good, so people can come in and they can see these things as well, okay? And at the end of the in-home retreat, we go ahead and we just do an evaluation. Because here's what happened. Is there any program on the face of the earth that is perfect? Not at all. There is always room for improvement. And so you will notice that in your little handbook you have there, you will notice that it has a section there, I think it should be there, that we ask persons, how was their experience there? How did things go for you? Is there anything you think we can improve on? And what we do, we take this information and we look at it and we analyze it and we try to make the next one better. And somebody else is going to come and they're going to make another observation. And so we do like that. All right? So now, we also have a follow-up sheet that we do. So if a person is interested in something else, and listen, churches can come together and conceptualize how you can do this. Maybe I'm running ahead of myself, so let me just hold on. There's a follow-up session that you could do as well. You could ask people, what are some other things you'll be interested in, other resources, other programs and things. One of the retreats that we did in November, the persons who were there, they requested that we do one in the spring, but they said, please do not do it for only Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Do it for an entire week. Are you getting what I'm saying? They found it so beneficial, they're saying, we want an entire week in the spring to do this, right? And that's the kind of thing, that's the kind of, impact you want a person to have, that they're craving and asking for more. And guess what? It's only going to be benefiting them, all right? So watch this now. Let's put your dream to paper. How about that? If you are thinking about this, if you want to conceptualize doing maybe an in-home retreat, this is just a quick test. You're not going to be graded on this, right? Amen. But if you are, see some light in this and you say, you know what, maybe I'll think about doing this. You know, this is just a quick thing we're thinking about here. There are a few things to consider. One, a budget. You can't do anything without a budget. Money. What do they say about money? Huh? Money. Walk. Talks. Without money, you can't do anything. You've all heard that those statements before. So it's good to have a budget. I mean, there's just a quick... I think you have... Do you have one in that sheet? Is it there? A budget? Yes, it's there. That's what I thought. All right. So a quick budget that you can see there. These are not direct numbers. Doesn't necessarily reflect what you may have or what you may going to do. But you'll have to tailor a budget depending on what you want to do. Because sometimes you do like, you know, the short detox retreat, in-home retreat as well. And the cost for that may be a little bit different from when you're doing regular cooking food, right? So it all depends on what you're doing and the place that you get to do it. Or if you're doing it at your home, you have to consider these things. Okay, so you have to have a plan. If you don't make a plan, you will fail. So here is it now. Advertising. You can always start with your what? Your local church. You can always start with your local church. Maybe you could approach, like, for example, you know, before you approach. You could always share with persons your in-home wellness little booklet you have here and say, this is kind of what the program is like, and I encourage you, when you go home, take a time, read through this, pray about it, and see where the Lord lead you with this. You know? You can do that. Talk to them about what the cost is going to be and this kind of thing. Second thing, you can always approach like ministries in your church. For example, men's ministry or women's ministry. You know, one of the thing that is very much lacking in our churches, maybe it's different in Nova Scotia, I don't know, or the Maritime, I should say. Maybe it's different here. But one of the thing that I've found that is oftentimes neglected, the people group in our church that is oftentimes neglected is who? Who is oftentimes neglected in our church? The what? The members? That's a broad one. That's a smart answer. Huh? The whom? The men. Don't you find that? Hello, talk to me. Who is often neglected? The men. At least where I'm from, that's what I see. Maybe it's different here, I don't know. But men are oftentimes neglected. And I'm talking specifically when it comes to health. Specifically when it comes to health. If you take a look around in this auditorium, I guarantee you there are going to be more women in here than men. Right? Because it's just what happens. So the point I'm trying to make is, you could approach the men's ministry of our church, or the women's ministry, or a certain specific group, and a program could be tailored to gear towards helping with that kind of thing, okay? With that people group, as a matter of fact. So those are the things that we could consider. Once you get a couple people signed up, approach a church board, you could talk to them. And here's the thing, what we try to do, because remember, I started off by saying, we're not out to make healthy sinners. Our end goal is always to lead people to Jesus Christ. So here's what happened. If you have common people, our people, brothers and sisters in Christ, that is coming, you could always talk to church and say, hey, church, could we get some people from the community that you could sponsor to come to this event, right? And then these people could come without cost or anything, or minimal cost, whatever it may be, and they could be a part of this whole in-home thing and get an experience that that could benefit them as well. And here is what happened. By doing such, members of the church can build relationship with these community folks. Okay? Question for you. Are people interested in their health today? More than ever, people are very concerned about their health. Some may not act like it, behave like it, or whatever, but people are very much interested. What's happening to my health? Okay? And sometimes you may be the person that could bring a level of hope to them. Number four is, if you have a large group, for example, when I do these things, I normally have a large group. So we use like a tool like Eventbrite, and there are other places you can use to advertise it. You can use that to also register people. So you keep a track of everything. People can pay there, register, this and that, get all the information out to them in one platform. So if you're not tech savvy, you're not so much familiar with that, that's no problem. You can just do it the old school way. Amen? Because that never fails. All right. So here's what happened now. If you were to do something like this, what would it look like for you? Okay? If you were to do something like this, what would that look like for you? Okay? So, this is a hypothetical situation that, so just a quick exercise that I want you to do. So if you go towards the back, it's the last page on this, or the second to last page. Okay? It should look something like this. If you have a pen, paper, why don't we go ahead and, or you go ahead and answer some of these questions. So here it is, my own in-home wellness retreat. Here is the first thing to keep in mind. God cannot bless what you don't bring to Him. So if you haven't bring something to God, God can't bless it. Raise hands those who don't, if you don't have one of these, we could get one to you. If we're missing, okay, there's, can you help me here? Yes? That's the same thing. Okay, so she's here. It's just that if you're an early bird, you get the nice one. All right. And she, anybody else? Everybody got one? Perfect. Okay. So we're on the second to last page. It says, God cannot bless what you don't what? Bring to Him. In Steps of Christ, we are counseled to lay all our plans at His feet to be carried out or given up as His providence shall indicate. You may have heard the saying that if you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail. So take a moment to prayerfully plan your own in-home wellness retreat. So just some questions that you could ask to, you know, that is there to ask to stimulate some thought in your mind. So why don't I give you a few minutes, take some time and fill out a few things here, and I'd love to hear back from you once you're done with that. After that, I'm going to share with you some samples of some things that we use sometimes there. Okay, so take a moment and do that. Do you all have pen, paper? I mean, not paper, but pen? Pens to write? Yes, no? No? Show hands those who don't have pens so we can know what to do here. You do not have a pen. It's not that I have one to give you, but do we have any extra pens here? You're going to check? Okay, she's going to check and see. Okay, but for those of you who have a pen, could you just take some time to do that? And let's hear what you come up with. Okay, there is a pen. Okay, you have a pen to lend. Anybody else need a pen? Pen? Someone down the back here. On the paper, on the second to last page. Those are the questions you're answering, no problem. Anybody else need a pen? No? I think that's it. Persons were lending pens, so. All right, so what I'm going to do here, because I noticed some persons are writing, some are not. Maybe you don't want to write on your thing just yet. But just here are some things to consider about this. You have to think about how many guests you're willing to entertain for this. If you're doing this in your home, you want to think about what's the size of my home. Remember, we shared with you, and it's in your booklet there, we shared with you five things that we try to uphold. We want a place to be what? Who remembers? Clean, that's right. Comfortable. We provide coaching. We provide good cooking, because food is important as well. What was the last C? Clean. Comfortable, we provide coaching, we provide cooking, and who remembers number five? Huh? Christ-centered, that's correct. All right, it's Christian as well. So that's the environment we're bringing people in, okay? Here's another thing, just to go through the questions real quick. Who can you ask to help you in planning, preparing, and executing this weekend? Let me tell you, when doing these things, it's not something you want to take on all by yourself. It's a Herculean task, at least in my experience, it has been. Because if I have 20 people, I try not to go above 20 individuals, because then you lose that homely setting, all right? But if I have 20 people, that's quite a bit. I'm doing the presentations, I'm doing the talking. Somebody has to cook the food. You understand what I'm saying? Someone needs to be there to take care of other things. So you need a team. I need other persons to assist me to do coaching as well. And there are individuals who are in this audience who have done trainings at different places, right? iHeal and other places. That could be of an assistance to you as well. If you're planning to do something like this in your home, that could provide coaching for those who come to your home to do this, right? Remember, this can be an outreach tool, and I want you to catch it from that perspective. It's helping people coming in that personal space with individuals. Because here's what happened. When it comes to health, if you help a person with their health, that person will want to follow whatever spiritual guide you have. Did you get that? If a person goes to a new ager to get their health, whatever, it is likely that person could become in that, you know, new age thing as well, or have an affinity to it. Anyway, where would you like to hold your first retreat? You know, maybe a rented home, maybe do Airbnb, maybe it's your own home or something. Think about the rooms for your guests and also for your helpers as well. How much would you charge? That's something that's going to be determined by your budget. Why would you prepare the menu? Who rather will prepare the menu to do that? Normally, I have different people's, you know, persons that can help in my side to prepare the meals, whether it's my wife who, you know, she could do that, or, you know, we have to get someone else to do that. But anyway, who would do the coaching, consultation sessions? That we can definitely help you with. Also, who would prepare and lead out the sessions? What would it be like, a joint effort or an individualistic thing? And also, number 9 is, will you need to take CPR first aid? Remember, as I said before, we want individuals, somebody there on premise who is CPR first aid trained and certified, just in the event of something happening. All right? How do you plan to advertise for your retreat? By word of mouth, by family, by friends. So you gotta have somebody you're gonna be targeting to get this done. And finally, who can you ask to partner with you in prayer to make this a reality? You know, there are some persons who are very passionate about some things, you know, but you want people also who could cover you in prayer as well. You know, not because it's health. We should just treat it and do it just like any common thing. Health is also an important thing. If we look at health from a holistic perspective, physical, mental, and emotional, then we will see that it is very important for us to be praying about these things as well. Am I making sense here, everybody? And for me, as I said before, when health was presented to me initially, it wasn't presented to me in that sense. But as I study, more and more as I study, I realize that God wants us to be balanced in our health approach. And there are many things, okay, follow me now. There are many things where it is health related that is oftentimes not discussed. Health is not about food only. Can I say that again? Health is not about what? Food only. And tomorrow, when you come to the session tomorrow, we are going to get into some things. So if you could have missed any other presentation, it would have been yesterday and today. But tomorrow, we're going to get into some things that is very important for us to talk about. All right? So that's a plug for tomorrow. So you want to be here tomorrow. And tell those who are not here, this is the place to be. All right? Anyway, so let me go ahead and give you a quick sample before I let you go. Any questions so far, though? Okay, good. It's clear as mud? Yes, go ahead. Okay, the question is, with Airbnb, you have to normally give the names of everyone that's coming, and how do I get 20 people to fit in that home or so? Which is a very good question. So what happened is, when we're doing this with that number of persons, normally we try to secure the home or so ahead of time. And once we secure that, we know the capacity that the home can take. This particular one that you saw us at, this is a huge home. That's like a mansion. All right. It has different wings and this and that. And so what happened is that we try to keep in line with the amount of persons. This particular person that we connect with, they don't really ask for the names of everybody. I mean, sometimes you may see that as a policy thing that they may ask for that. Some people may be a stickler for that, so they will require that. But others just want to know who is coordinating. Okay. And because we, you know, from my perspective, I'm going from like a business corporation perspective. And so what you find is that they may not ask so much questions because if anything, it's going to hit the business or corporation. So that might be something. But individually, you may find people because it's a variety of people who do Airbnb. And so they may have different ways of approaching it. And so you could get around it. But the best thing to do is to think of the amount of persons that you want to come and to say, okay, let me find a place that can accommodate for these number of persons so that you're not in any issue with these individuals. All right? Any other question? Okay. So let me give you a quick, you know, look at some things that one of the things that I normally share or sometimes share when I go to this when we do these kind of things. Because if you look on your schedule, you'll notice it says something about secrets of peak emotional health. Emotional health is vital. It's a very important part of us. Let me ask you a question. Can we control or do we have any control over our emotions? Yes or no? Do we have any control over our emotions? Yes or no? Are you sure? Yeah? You're not too sure, right? Yeah? The simple answer is yes, we do have control over our emotions. And we have control in the sense that we have the ability to make a decision. God has equipped us with the ability to choose. So here it is. It's all about what? Choice. You and I choose to be healthy or unhealthy. We make choices every day where this is concerned. Here it is. You have two roads. Which one do I choose? When it comes to health, this is the most important thing we want person to remember. That all change begins with what? A choice. Let's say together. All change begins with a choice. That's the fundamental thing that you and I have to do. We have to choose whether or not I want to be healthy. And by saying this too, I want to also say that when we think about health, you and I have to take charge of our own health. Because I can't leave my health up to somebody else to take charge of it. And what do I mean when I say that? I'm not saying that, oh, I don't need a doctor. I don't need this person to tell me anything. I'm in control. I'll do things my way. Is that what I'm saying? Not at all. But being in charge means that while I'm talking to my doctor, I need to understand what my doctor is saying to me. I need to see the history of what my doctor has been saying is going on with my blood work, with my lab report, with my numbers, all of these things. That's you being in charge of your own health. Knowing what's going on and understanding and not just saying, you know, just randomly take this, take that kind of thing. But ask the doctor a question or two. Not that you're going to be rude or anything like that. Okay? So take charge of our own health. All change begins with a choice. So, here is something, and I'm not giving you everything that we'll normally discuss in that, but I'm just sharing with you how simple we try to make this in this kind of setting. So here it is now, I'm going to share, after I would have talked about that, I normally just share like a video or so, just to help that we can see that, to cement the point, that changes begin with a choice. And as long as we make that choice, engage the frontal lobe, engage reasoning into the whole thing, then we can make that full change, cycle of change. So here it is now. I'm going to share with you a video about choice that this young lady made.
Overweight, morbidly obese for 19 years of my life. Since I started having our children, I gained a considerable amount of weight, and I was over 100 pounds overweight. And since last year, May 15th, I've lost 100 pounds by the grace of God, and life is very different right now, and it feels wonderful. My mom cooks very good food. greens and vegetables, and there wasn't processed food, so I had a really good beginning. But going to college and things changed, and then getting married, my habits became poor. I would not always eat breakfast, and I would go long periods without eating, not intentionally, but just because of my schedule. And so once all my responsibilities were done, then I would sit and I would eat. And those were habits of disease. It was easy for me to eat out because I homeschool my children. I run an in-home business and wanted to foster health and healthy eating, but it was just convenient to have at least one meal out of the house. Our society makes it very easy for you to be overweight. And unfortunately, people don't make a change unless something negative occurs. How am I going to be in 40 years? It's what I do today that's going to shape tomorrow. The devil had told me that this is how it's supposed to be. And not to worry about it, that everyone can't be regular weight, everyone can't be skinny or small, and just to accept where I was. I literally heard that voice tell me, just to accept, you're okay the way you are. Don't try to change. That was a lie. And God has something better for me. My mind was programmed to have these habits of disease. I was used to going long periods without eating. I was used to not moving consistently. I was used to just mindlessly eating whatever is there. And I became more intrinsically motivated and to really be mindful of what I'm doing. Some of the habits of health I started was not only healthy exercise. We all know about healthy exercise and healthy eating. But one, we miss out on healthy sleep. We miss out on a healthy mind frame. And when I say healthy mind, I'm speaking about our spiritual walk with God. That is very crucial in our overall health, is our spiritual time with God. I have a lot of produce. I eat a lot of green vegetables. I eat some fruit, but when I'm in a weight loss mode, I really limit my sugar. But fruit is good for you. It's healthy for you. But when you are 100 plus pounds overweight, I kept it very much the produce. I will eat have protein. You can have a vegan protein plant-based shake, which is really important to give you that satiety. And I eat frequently, every 2 to 3 hours. I'm eating a complex carbohydrate and a plant-based protein, soy or other vegetable-based protein in that combination. I exercise 6 days a week. And some people think, wow, I can't do that. Can't is not in my vocabulary. In order to keep our bodies healthy, we have to move. So I don't make the excuses anymore and saying what I can't. Everyone has a busy schedule. I used to say there's no one that has a busier schedule than me. Homeschooling 3 daughters, running a care home for elderly in my home, managing employees, having hospice and other personnel coming into your personal space has its challenges, but there's benefits too. So regardless of what your situation is, you can make time for health. I feel wonderful now. I feel calmer. I feel free. You can be well, and you can be regular weight. You can be a healthy weight. You can feel good, and you can live life more abundantly, and it is possible. And the best is yet to come, as the best is yet to come for me. This is a lifelong journey. These are habits of life. This is not a short-term journey. This is something that we have to practice every day, 24 hours a day. It's not a diet that you're on. It's a lifestyle.
All right. How was that? What did you learn? Anybody over here, tell me something that you learned from this or that stood out for you from what she said. Did anything stand out for you? All right, no one is ready over here. Oh, yes, at the back. Can I hear where the fans are going behind me? In 1 year? Yes, yeah, it'd be nicer if we move closer, but I guess they're trying to stay with the fan. She had to decide, right? So, like we said, all change begins with choice. She made a choice that, you know what? She got to take care of herself. What I find is that many women take care of the husband, they take care of the children, they take care of everybody else but themselves. Am I talking the truth, ladies? Yes. But ladies, you got to take care of yourself too, because if you fall down, life still has to go on, right? So you got to. We all have to take care of ourselves. Anything from this side that stood out to you from this video? All right, brother, you're ready until they're ready. Yes. Self-discipline. Yes, she did say that. Stick with it. Yes.
Well, it's something you learn very important. I'm terrified. They say in the case of emergency, mask drop down, cut your own arm first. You can't help somebody else.
Beautiful. My brother here is saying that you can learn a very important lesson when you're flying an airplane. They tell you when the mask comes down, put your neighbors on first. Amen?
No.
This guy was like, you're wrong, man. Yeah, that's right. You put yours on what? First, before anybody else, right? And that's a very important principle to think about. So, if there's anyone here that this is concerning for, think about that. Anything else that we learned here from this side? Unless this side has something they want to say. Anything stood out to you? It's a lot. So, Brother Jean is saying here that how could one person do so many things in one day? Run a business 7 to 8, right? Homeschool, all this, taking care. Listen, when I was in New York City, I met a lady, okay? And this lady is a nurse. She works the night shift. Now, does night shift work comes with a cost? It does. They pay you more to what? Oh, you don't know. I'll leave it there for now, okay? They pay you more to what? To stay awake. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's that. Okay. They pay you more. Anyway, let me leave that alone. Anyway, so this lady works a night shift. Okay. Working the night shift, many of us know that it comes with its challenges. It's health destroying, it's life destroying. That's the bottom line. Okay. But as I often tell people, you have to do what you have to do to take care. So anyway, she works the night shift. After she finished that one, guess what she do? Huh? What's that?
Meal prep.
Meal prep? Oh, no. She goes to another nursing job. Yes. She goes to another because now she works in a hospital. Then she goes to a nursing home. And then guess what happened? At the night again, she has to go back to work. But before she goes, she has a little business she's doing on the side. And that's where she goes. 3 jobs in a day. I'm not kidding you. This is reality I'm telling you about. I said to the lady, let me ask you a question. Why are you working so hard? How is life for you? Do you have children that's in university or something that you need to work this hard to take care of? She says, no, my children are all grown and gone. They're responsible for themselves. I said, okay. Are you building a home? Or she's not from the U.S. She was from some other place. I said, are you building a home here or wherever you're from or so? She said, no, I've done those already. Do you have like some exorbitant bill or something? Why all of, I'm trying to figure out why this lady has to be working 3 jobs, working so hard. She must have some serious things to take care of. And all the things that you would normally think for a person to be doing that was negative for her. Why was she sitting before me? She had high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, and she had lumps in her breast. And I simply let her know, based on what she's telling me, she had no reason that we can think of to be working that hard. But what do you call that? Suicidal. So you'll call it suicidal? Workaholic? What do you call it, workaholic? Huh? Obsessive? Huh? It costs a lot to live in New York. Well, I tell you, it doesn't cost that much to be working as a nurse and doing three jobs. Nurses do get good pay there, right? The point I'm making, sometimes it's greed that causes these kind of things as well. You know, taking on more than you can manage. That's another thing. And workaholic, as somebody else said. Now, I switched state and I was in Connecticut and I shared this experience. And here it was, another lady, she came up to me after I shared this experience. The lady said to me, "Why are you telling people my business?" I said, "Excuse me? I'm new in this area." Lady said, "Why are you telling people my business?" I said, "Oh, blessings." I said, "What do you mean?" She says, "You were telling people how I work this time, work that time, da-da-da-da-da, and so on." I said, "Well, if I was telling your business, then you know exactly what to do. Are you following me so far?" And then here's what happened. So this was, I was going to be there for a month, right, doing health talks. And so that was maybe the earlier on in the week. The Sabbath came, and I heard the pastor making an announcement. And the pastor said, "Oh, Sister So-So is in the hospital. You know, she's recovering well, da-da-da-da-da." And so I didn't pick up the name of the person because I just met this person once the first day after I shared this experience about the importance of resting. And here's what happened. The pastor said that, "Listen, the lady sent a greeting that whatever the team is talking about there, listen, because I did not listen and now I have to take an expensive rest." What does she mean? She could have gone home to rest in her bed for free, but now she has to pay to be in a hospital bed. You get what I'm saying here? So what am I trying to say? Rest is important. It is a vital thing. And here's how she was trying to manage her situation. I mean, her situation is a little bit different from this other lady because she had a daughter in school and she's a single mom, that kind of concept. But here's what happened. The Wednesday evening, she came to the meetings and she wasn't feeling well. She left and she went to a corner store to get that thing, that little bottle, you know, that little bottle, a little shot bottle, you know what I'm talking about? And it has something on it with a 5, does it ring a bell yet? 5-hour energy. Yeah. So here's what happened. She wasn't feeling well. She thinks she's tired. She's going to leave the meetings to go to work. And she went ahead, she got one of those little things, she drank that 5-hour energy thing, and that just blew it for her. That's the very night she had to go to the ER because her heart started to palpitate. She, you know, just all kinds of stuff started happening to her. And so she went in and they had to keep her there. Working hard and using heavy caffeine things to help her to stay awake. You know, I often tell people, if you want to drink something with caffeine, drink it when you have energy. Because imagine if you have no energy and you're using something to rev you up that is not natural, that's not going to be good for your body. You're actually putting your body in more stress. It's almost like you're burning your candles at both ends. That's basically what that is. Okay? So that's what happened with this lady. But remember this. I don't even know how did I get there. Maybe from the question you asked me. But the point is this, that all change begins with a choice. God has given to us the ability to reason, the ability to choose. We can utilize that choice, that ability to reason and choose for our own benefit. And when we do, it makes a big difference. I oftentimes hear this saying, you can't teach old dogs new tricks. Anybody ever heard that before? Right? Or they tell you, you can't bend a tree when it is old. You've heard that before. Well, guess what? It's not true. It's not true when it comes to us. It's not true that if I'm on a certain pathway, of thinking or reasoning or whatever that is, that I can't change that. It's not true. New research shows that the brain is adaptable. It is plastic. It's malleable. You can change. We can create new grooves in our mind that can change the way that we think or reason or process or look at life even itself. We can make that choice. And God has given us that ability that no man or woman can take away from us. The ability to reason, the ability to think as well. So, you know, in a nutshell, those are some of the things that we share as we are at the retreat. As I said, we do discussion questions as well. And that's about the end of my talk for this evening. If you want more information, as I said, if you want to know how you can get involved in the healthy lifestyle coaching training, you can always come and see me here or when I pack things up and go over to the cafeteria so that you too can learn how you can, you know, really help people from a health perspective. I can tell you, for the years that I've been doing lifestyle coaching, it has been one of the most rewarding part of my life. Because here's what happened. I have seen and I've sat and I'm trained as a pastor as well. And I've used my pastoral training in my coaching as well. And I've seen where the lives of individuals have been changed as a result of doing this work. And I'm not talking just physical. I'm excited when a person is changed physically. Because when I share information with someone, they utilize the information. They go to the doctors. The doctors take them off medication. And they're living healthy and well. Oh man, I rejoice with them. But when I see a spiritual change, when we make that connection and we see that, that brings me even greater joy as well. Because remember, the end goal is to point the people to Christ, to give people a sense of hope. So if you have any questions, feel free to let me know. Tomorrow, remember, don't miss tomorrow evening's presentation. You could have left earlier today so you could rest early and come back for tomorrow evening. But tomorrow, we're going to take things up to another level because there's some vital things we need to talk about related to health that is not necessary, but that is not nutrition related. Because many times we hear so much about nutrition, but we need to talk about some other things that is vital for health and well-being as well. So thank you for coming. Thank you for sharing your time with me. Let's bow our heads as we have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for this opportunity that we've had to spend this little time together. I pray that you will continue to bless each and every one as we continue on in this camp meeting. We pray that the information we talked about here this afternoon, that something would have touched the heart of somebody here, that they can go and take charge of their health or see how they can use the health ministry to be a blessing to somebody. I pray, Lord, as we continue to interact and as we continue to listen to the other presenters, that our hearts will be moved, will be touched, will be buoyed, and we will respond to the movements of your Holy Spirit so that we can receive all that we came here or that you allowed us to come here to receive as well. We thank you, we praise you, and we ask all of this in the name of Jesus. Let everyone say, Amen. God bless you all, and thank you for coming.